So when we look at those really crazy successful people, right, we tend to believe that they're just simply geniuses in everything they do. And let me tell you, you can be further from the truth. There's one thing that's gonna make it so much more incredibly powerful for you and your career. So in order to work on your personal skill stacking, what you really want to do is, hi and welcome back. I'm Catherine Louise. I'm a business and mindset mentor, and I help women becoming their most happiest and fulfilled self. So if this is something you are interested in, please make sure to subscribe. Or if you are listening to the audio version of this right now, please make sure to subscribe on your most favorite podcast platform so you're not gonna miss out any future episode. So while you might have heard about the term skill stacking before, and just in case you're not, don't worry, I got you. I'm gonna break it down for you just in a second. However, there's one thing that I really feel like we have to share today that's gonna make it so much more incredibly powerful for you and your career, and you should definitely make use of that. I have been loving skill stacking so much because I feel like back in the days where everybody was talking about, well, you should focus on this one skill. Everybody was going to university studying this one thing, focusing on this one career. And that has been so incredibly difficult for people like me who have quite a lot of interests at the same time. And while focusing on one industry, it was always told to be a disadvantage to have multiple interests. So I'm really happy this concept has finally sort of like really proven itself, and people start to understand how much of a value and actually definitely a huge benefit to your career skill stacking actually is. Okay, so what is the definition of skill stacking? Skill stacking is a wide range of skills. So instead of just having one skill, one main skill, you really want to have a wide range of skills. So a growth strategy for skill stacking might look like this. You want to combine a variety of different skills that will make you stand out in your industry. Because what then happens quite naturally is, because of those variety of skills that you offer and bring to the table for your corporation in your career, is that you offer quite naturally a different perspective. And as a consequence, a different solution, a new approach that somebody else couldn't have come up with. That uniqueness that you bring to the table with your skill stacking, right? That will make you so much more valuable for your company and also so much more difficult to replace. So if you've just gotten curious and you're like, okay, so how can I go about this? So in order to work on your personal skill stacking, what you really want to do is focus on the skills that you already have. And I'm not specifically talking only about skills that you might have taken courses on or classes in university or whatever. Your personal interests, definitely what you want to focus on is past accomplishments, because that speaks volume. And by past, I really mean like way back past as well. Overall, it's just super important for you to really self-reflect. By the way, this is also something you can totally work with on your business mentor. I've been working with my clients on their personal skill stackings, and the results have just been mind-blowing, if I may say so. Let's make one example. Let's say you are in the finance industry. However, one of your talents or your skills are also writing. And then on top of that, maybe one of your hidden skills might be marketing, i.e. social media. Which, by the way, and I want to give that away right now, no matter, and I'm serious, no matter what industry you're in, marketing, social media, I almost want to say is a must nowadays. Also, if you are an entrepreneur, obviously you want to market whatever product or service you're offering, right? However, marketing in finance and design in basically every single industry is such an incredible bonus. I just want to give that away right now. So this kind of skill stacking, finance, writing, marketing, might for somebody from the outside looking at it not making any sense whatsoever at first. However, looking at this very, very closely, it can make you an extremely valuable person for your company. Let's talk about the number one secret in skill stacking that will amplify the power of your personal skill stacking even more. Before I'm going to share it with you in a second, I just want to break something down, which is such an incredible misconception in our day and age, which is that most people tend to believe that those crazy successful people are true geniuses in every single thing they do. And let me tell you, it's not true. It in fact couldn't be further from the truth. Talking about that number one secret to skill stacking, I really want to give you an example at first so you understand where I'm coming from. So when we look at those really crazy successful people, right, we tend to believe that they're just simply geniuses in everything they do. And let me tell you, you can be further from the truth. Most of the really successful people are not geniuses in all of their skills. However, what at the end of the day makes them so successful is that they bring this one thing to their skill stacking. The number one thing that makes people so successful in skill stacking is when they bring a complementary skill to their skill stacking. So what do I mean by that? Let's take Steve Jobs, for example, right? When you think of Apple, they weren't just creating computers. However, what Steve Jobs did back then at college, I believe, he took a class for design and typography. And if you think about Apple today and how most of us, let's be honest, are purchasing Apple products specifically for their design. And even when you think back to the first computers ever, Apple has always been outstanding in their designs. And that is that one complementary skill Steve Jobs has brought to the table. And that is actually what made Apple so outstanding. Another example of a person I truly respect so much, he's called Stephen Bartlett. He's an entrepreneur. He has a crazy successful podcast. He's a speaker. And he is saying about himself, and I was so surprised when I first listened to it. He said, as an entrepreneur, he definitely is not a genius in all of the skills he needs to bring to the table. He might be in the top 10, but that's about it. However, his complementary skills that is actually making all of his companies so crazy successful in him as a person, that he has or used to be, I'm not sure, a marketing agency. So he knows about marketing. He knows about social media. He is a public speaker and obviously has that podcast. And that is his complementary skill that he's bringing to the table. He's saying about himself that otherwise he would not be in the position he's in right now. Let's take me, for example. I'm a business and mindset mentor, and my complementary skill is definitely tech and design, and then also marketing. And obviously, as you can see or hear right now, I'm crazy in love with my podcast and YouTube channel. However, those would be considered as my personal complementary skills to the knowledge and experience I have in my industry. So when you are reflecting and working on your very own skill stacking, you don't only want to look out for the obvious skills. And this is the thing that most people tend to do. And I think this is the number one mistake most people tend to do. Because what you really want to look out for is, what are you most passionate about? What is maybe even the one thing about you that at first glance makes no sense whatsoever, just even considering here. Skill stacking with complementary skills on top of it is the number one thing that makes you outstanding, that makes you valuable the most. Because really, the number one question is not, how do I fit in? Because believe me, you don't want to fit in. You don't want to play small and be unhappy and then not being successful on top of it. However, you want to figure out, what are you the most passionate about? Again, just really think about Apple and Steve Jobs and the very first computers ever out there, and how Apple has been outstanding because of their designs. Also, another thing I would really love to add, and this is, by the way, also something I'm trying to ingrain into my kids' brains, like standing out, having skills and talents maybe not so many other people do, is a gift. This is nothing to be ashamed for, but this is actually a God, universe, whatever you believe in, gift that you really want to make use of. The really successful, amazing people, just also looking back in history, those have always been people with outstanding skills who really made use of their talents that maybe at first made no sense whatsoever to other people. I truly hope this episode was able to inspire you, and I really want you to dig deep and be honest about the things that you love and make use for them, because at the end of the day, those are the things that will make you not only just stand out in your career, and if you're happy, also definitely for your private life too. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye!